This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome to the Daily Digest on The Bigger Picture. I'm Juliet Jacobs with Sumitra Selvaraj and Sharmila Gunnison. On the show today, a couple of stories as always.
So more and more people seem to be avoiding phone calls in favor of messaging or emails. We're going to discuss why.
We've also got a Twitter poll running in relation to Sharmila's first story, which is the fact that more and more people seem to be avoiding phone calls. So we're asking you, who do you dodge phone calls from? Fess up, please. Is it your immediate partner? Sorry, your immediate family or partner, your extended family, your friends or colleagues? You can please go ahead, take that poll on Twitter. You can join the conversation by tweeting us at BFM Radio. You can WhatsApp us at 018-789-8899, or you can call us to have a chat at 7733 2900.
Ironically, if you do call. Here's a question for you though, Gal. For you guys, when was the last time you willingly made a phone call? Willingly, not because you absolutely had to.
Okay, willingly is always to my dad. Mm-hmm. That is never an issue. Mm-hmm. Talking to him or my brother or any family member. My husband. Those are the willing calls.
Yeah, no. Yesterday evening, I happily called my husband on the way home from work. Mm. Yeah.
Willingly for me was my mom yesterday as well. And she's actually one of the few people, her and I think my two closest childhood friends are probably the only three people that I constantly willingly call. All the other people in my life, please don't stop talking to me.
But wait, do you message them first before you call?
No, I don't. And those are also the only people that I don't sort of prompt and say, hey, can I call you now first?
That's right.
So as it turns out, more and more people actually avoid phone calls if they can help it, preferring instead to text or to email. So while this is usually referred to as a millennial tendency, and Juliet and I here barely squeak by as millennials, it's possibly much better documented among millennials as well. But one could actually argue that the increasing prevalence of technology and alternative ways of communication means that this could extend to people well beyond the millennial age group.
Mm. Yeah, and so with millennials, so those are people born between 1981 to 1996, they are the generation that bridged the digital age. So while they remember what it is like to grow up without the internet, they are also the ones who have likely adopted and integrated it as a very large part of their lives. Mm. And ironically, of course, for a generation that is constantly on their phones, they are also the ones most unlikely to use the phone for its original purpose, which is to actually make a phone call.
Shock, horror. When you think about it, right, the millennial generation was also the very early adopters of technology, like SMSing, MSN Messenger, BlackBerry. Oh, I miss my BlackBerry.
BlackBerry Messenger.
ICQ. Okay, that's my generation, definitely.
Same here. Our generation as well.
And so on, which allowed for non-verbal quote-unquote talking, right? And then came the apps like WhatsApp and Facebook Messenger, and it was almost a natural transition. WhatsApp came out in 2010, Facebook Messenger a year later in 2011. So suddenly there was this new, free and convenient way to communicate with people without actually having to talk.
Mm. Isn't it a little surprising to realize WhatsApp's only been around 9 years?
Yeah.
It's so ubiquitous that you feel like you've always been using it.
Entrenched almost.
Mm. So what is it exactly about making or receiving a phone call that is so off-putting for so many people? So we spoke to some people around our office, some millennials, I should say, to see whether they preferred phone calls or other forms of communicating. And here's what they had to say.
Generally speaking, I will always prefer text-based messaging over calls, mainly because I'm very forgetful. So especially if people want to set up a meeting or something that requires me to remember small details. If I have that in black and white, I feel better about it because then I can refer back to it. But if someone tries to set something up with me over a phone call, I'm not going to remember anything that person says.
I prefer calling because sometimes you want to express your emotions much better through calling. And through texting, sometimes the information can be misleading.
So I prefer to text because it means I don't actually have to actually talk to people. Yeah, that's really it.
I'll definitely prefer texting / email because I can choose when I want to see the text, when I want to reply the text, you know. And even if I don't see it, it doesn't seem rude if, I end up ignoring it because, well, it would just show that I don't really have the time for it. Well, if it's call and if the person persistently calls you, first of all, if it's urgent, it's fine. But most of the time, it ends up with all those annoying scam calls, which really just kills the mood. So yeah, definitely texting, email.
I prefer texting because I'm not sure whether the other person would be free to talk over the phone and they can reply anytime they want.
I think I prefer texting over emails and calls specifically because unless it's urgent, then I do calls. But texting, I think texting would help better understand the situation instead of like a spontaneous response.
I think it depends on the type of contact. So if I'm reaching out to a new person for the first time and I haven't spoken with them before, I usually would prefer to send an email. Then I can explain who I am and what I'd like to talk to them about. And then, of course, a call afterwards might be appropriate. If it's a close family member or a friend, I think calling might even be preferable. I think I would certainly be more comfortable doing that than with someone I had not met before.
So quite an overwhelming vote in favor of not calling. No calls. Just because I don't like to talk to people. I love that
we all work in a radio station while saying that.
So there's several very apparent reasons why so many people prefer texting versus phone calls. So the most common seems to actually be just to save time or to have more control over how you spend your own time. So in a survey done last year by a mobile phone website, Bank Mycel, they surveyed 1,200 millennial-aged people from the US, 75% of their respondents said that they avoided phone calls because they were just time-consuming, while 64% said that they were avoiding a needy person.
Oh, ouch.
Yeah. Other highly ranked reasons include avoiding being asked to attend an event or avoiding people who are asking for favors.
So based on those, sorry, I'm just trying to get over needy person. So based on those results, there's also the element of wanting to avoid direct confrontation, right? For example, not having to turn somebody down to their face or, you know, heaven forbid, divorce somebody via SMS. It seems like phone calls can also feel quite presumptuous, like somebody's trying to impose their needs and time on you.
Yeah, and it also seems to be, I guess, the less stress-inducing option because, you know, with texting, you can reply in your own time and when you actually have the mental bandwidth to do so.
Yeah, so I think that's, as some of our respondents said so earlier, right? You can take your time to craft a reply or you can figure out when you are free. And I think increasingly people feel quite put upon when you make a call rather than just putting that request through for you to respond when you can.
Because it's direct communication, isn't it? You are forced to engage. You have no choice.
At that time.
Yes.
Yeah.
So it's not really surprising that, according to the survey, the calls that most people chose to avoid were from those people who require a more than superficial engagement from us. 29% of people said that they dodged calls from friends. 25% said they dodged calls from parents or family. I would not want to be the one who dodged a call from my amma. It's not a good idea. And in contrast, only 11% of people said that they avoided calls from their partners, right?
So this is quite similar to what we are asking on our Twitter poll as well.
And the options that we gave you as in who are you most likely to dodge calls from were immediate family or partner, extended family, friends or colleagues. And the results are overwhelmingly towards colleagues. 52% of you say that you don't want to talk to your colleagues over the phone. 12% of you say your immediate family or partner is not whom you want to speak to, which is kind of close to the results of the survey. 11% of people in that survey said that. Extended family, 26% of you said that you would likely dodge calls from them. And only 10% of you would dodge calls from your friends.
So that's actually quite different from that American survey. I find it quite interesting that the most number of, other than colleagues, that people would dodge calls from extended family. And I do think that that kind of reflects a little bit on the fact that we don't necessarily engage with our extended family so much. And often when they do call, you want it to be at a time when you're in the frame of mind to talk to them.
Yeah. I blame family WhatsApp groups.
Well, yes, there is that
there
too.
There is already this kind of propensity to be able to share everything that you want to share via family WhatsApp, whether it's wedding invitations or, you know, mealtimes or whatever. So, you know, the idea of somebody having to call you is a little odd.
I don't have actually any WhatsApp family groups, which is
lucky.
Very lucky. I know. So when they do call, I know they want something.
So for me, it's when they call, I always feel like something must be dreadfully wrong.
Right.
Yes. Like it must be bad news and that's why they're calling, which again is anxiety inducing, right? When it's not bad news, it's just like, hi, where did you buy this? I'm like, why couldn't you have just texted me that?
So having said that, some of it is cultural as well, right? Because there are some things, certainly in the Indian culture, when you want to extend an invitation, for example, it has to be a face-to-face communication.
That's
and
right.
when you go and give a wedding card, for example. But then in lieu of that, you would want to go and speak to the person rather than just anonymously sending them something.
So the survey also did uncover another aspect to this whole thing, though, that many people are actually genuinely apprehensive or anxious about phone calls. According to the survey, 81% of respondents said that they actually needed to summon up courage to make a phone call. And this isn't an uncommon feeling.
No.
So the extreme version of this is called telephonophobia, and it refers to a fear or reluctance to make phone calls. But there's also what's called telephone apprehension or telephone anxiety, and that is actually quite common. So for instance, a 2019 survey by a UK telephone answering service called Face for Business found that among office workers that they surveyed, 40% of baby boomers and 70% of millennials experience anxious thoughts when the phone rings. And that this is related to a more general sense of social anxiety.
Okay.
And so here's a clip from Authentic Mental Health YouTube channel where a person with social anxiety and also phone anxiety talks about his challenges and why phone calls make him anxious.
I have struggled with phone anxiety for so many years, and it's gradually getting better. So I was diagnosed with a generalized anxiety disorder years ago, and the phone has been a big, big issue for me. And one of the reasons is because if you struggle with anxiety, we have this brain that can think a million miles a minute when anxiety is triggered. So the second this phone rings and I see the caller ID, if it's an unknown number, that's already a mess, right? But even if it's somebody I know, even if it's my mom, my dad, sister, my girlfriend, if it's my boss, like I start freaking out in my head. Like we start asking ourselves, like, what are they gonna say? What do they want? What do they need? Are they gonna ask me for a favor? What am I going to say? Did they find out about this thing I did a while ago? Are they confronting me on that? Like, I can have 100 thoughts before it even gets to the second ring. Like, it's purely bananas, right? So I would just not answer my phone. I would let it go to voicemail. So social anxiety and phone anxiety, kind of in the same realm. So we're worried a lot about what other people think, right? What they think about us and all these other things. And it can be very, very scary. One part of my phone anxiety was like, I hated awkward silence. So like, I was worried about like, when I saw somebody calling, I'm like, what am I gonna talk to this person about? Even if it was like a girl that I liked, right? I'm like, what am I gonna talk about? Like texting helped me out a lot because a lot of phone anxiety or even social anxiety were worried about, am I gonna say the right thing or the wrong thing or anything like that? But texting, it helps you, like, you can type out what you're gonna say, you can look at it, kind of sit back and be like, okay, this is the message I wanna send.
I mean,
it's a lot.
But I have to say, you know, like, parts of what he said I can identify with. Just the general sense of sometimes when the phone rings and you're just not in the mood to talk to a particular person or to anyone, and just the, do I answer it? Do I not? What do they want? What might it be? What can I say? I identify with that. And I feel that having to go through that all the time must be so exhausting.
For me, because we have those options of sending messages to each other anymore, I mean, now, right? So I'm like, why don't you just do that instead? At least I can prepare myself for what it is you want.
Yeah, I also wonder whether there's some element at play here where we're just less and less likely to want to engage with people because it's too much of an effort. It's if you have the same sort of aversion to small talk as I do, then perhaps you'd understand the whole idea of handling a phone call because it's this forced, like I mentioned earlier, this forced engagement of niceties, social niceties. Do you really want to know what I had for lunch or do you want to sell me insurance? Which is it? Because
This is precisely why those three, four people that I have on my list of I don't mind getting calls from you, I don't have to small talk with them because they're people I know so well that whatever we're calling each other for, we just jump straight into it, even if it's something really serious.
Yeah.
Like, hi, I'm just having a terrible day and I need to talk. Like,
and you trust their intentions.
Yes. Yeah.
You fully trust their intentions, right?
So I'm really curious to actually hear what people on Twitter are saying about our poll.
I absolutely love it. You know, you already know that almost 52% of respondents have said that they would dodge calls from their colleagues. But here's a sample of some of the comments that we've got. EU said he would only avoid calls from unknown callers and aggressive telemarketeers. Mm-hmm. Sui Chuan Koo said, wanted to select everyone, but the option was not there.
Sorry about that.
We were thinking everyone too. Saya Suka Jenny Blackpink says, where is the option everyone?
Oh dear.
Asharom says, I would avoid calls from strangers. I suppose, you know, maybe unregistered numbers?
Yeah,
numbers
I suppose. Scam calls and things like that.
So that's
right?
Something that comes through quite often.
Right.
Like calls that you don't know, numbers that you don't recognize.
Mm-hmm. So then we had more comments coming in via Twitter. Is there such thing, Mohammed Shazmanuddin says, is there such a thing as phobia of phone calls? I'm pretty sure I have that. And we had Dashrin who said that unless you're hanging off the off a cliff on the verge of text, of the verge of death, text don't call. We also had another comment come in via WhatsApp, and this makes a lot of sense, right? Shamil says that for me, I prefer text or email when it comes to work-related matters so that I get black and white proof when there is any dispute that happens later on. Even when I have to take a phone call, I have to call somebody, I drop them an email kind of recapping what we discussed on the phone call, and it's sort of to save myself any trouble later.
I think that's something one of our colleagues said earlier as well, right? Sometimes you don't retain all of that thing, all of the things that are said.
And sometimes even with friends, like when you're making plans to go out, it's actually just easier to text the plan so that everyone remembers what time, where you're going versus verbally saying it to each other. I am wondering though, does anyone think this is maybe not the best thing? And this is someone has fully confessed as someone who doesn't particularly like getting phone calls. Are we getting perhaps more isolated, do you think?
I don't think so at all. I feel that we're even more connected than ever before because we're constantly texting as opposed to once in a while phone calls. And, you know, texting, you can just tell your whole life story there anyway. So I really don't think we're getting more isolated.
It certainly has made communication more effective, hasn't it? I mean, we get to reach larger groups of people in shorter amounts of time. That amount of that sort of efficiency is never going to be a problem. I think the two parallels for me are it's either no communication or face-to-face communication. Phone communication, to me, I can do without.
Yeah.
But I think that if I want to speak to somebody badly enough and I really like them and value the conversation, I don't mind a face-to-face conversation, but just one of them at a time. Just one person. One person at a time, please.
So I guess that's, if you guys have thoughts about whether you prefer phone calls or text, you can tweet us at BFM Radio. You can WhatsApp us at 018-789-8899. Or God forbid, you can also call us at 03-773-2900. This is one of those few times when we like getting calls.
And we will talk to you nicely.
Maybe with a little bit of anxiety, but we will talk to you nicely. We're going to take a short break before we come back for our second segment. But here's the Animals with Don't Let Me Be Misunderstood.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.